I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys. We're talking smoking this week. Turkey Day's behind us. Gobbled it all up. So Bob got a deer. We talked a little bit about that. Give us a quick breakdown, Bob, of cold smoking versus hot smoking.
Well, this time of year, now I'm not a fan of anything cold smoked,
right?
Because I don't like too much smoke on anything. But people do love to smoke cheese. I have had some smoked howdah that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Some people call it gouda. But for the most part, I'm not a smoked cheese guy. I shouldn't say that because I do like the smoked blue cheese on tomatoes when you do them on the big green egg or the primo.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good. But for the most part, hot smoking, you know, you're gonna deal with temperatures of like 165 to 250. When you get above 300, your smoker is eating up all the fuel, so you're doing lighter smoke. So depending on how much smoke you want on something, you got to watch the temperature. If you're trying to cook the meat and cure it, run your temperature up a little bit if you don't want it real smoky. Cold smoking, again, it's good for fish and cheese, and I'll just leave it at that. Liquid smoke, I don't know.
And so cold and smoking, one thing I want to add, 40 to 140 degrees, it's offset smoking. Hot smoking, you're on the smoker. Your product is in the smoker.
Yeah.
And it's...
can make your own cold smoker.
Exactly.
We've seen guys do it with a dryer hose and all kinds of things.
Right.
You're running smoke into something.
You're burning a hot one way, and you're just diverting the smoke across your product.
But the cool weather like this is perfect if you want to try cold smoke.
Right.
Bacon is another great thing to do. It's pork belly. I love making my own bacon, and I'm due to do that pretty soon. But we won't cover all those things. I wanted to jump into sausage because it's one of those tricks. I called my buddy up north. He made some breakfast sausage for me when I stayed with him last summer, and it was fantastic. I'd never had venison breakfast sausage in my life at 60-some years old. That's amazing. I didn't know you could do it even legally. I thought Bob Evans had law against that or something.
Yeah, right.
Is that patties or links?
Yeah, it was bulk. It was
okay.
Bulk sausage. But I'm telling you, it was so amazingly good that my wife did not care for it, but that's because she has got an aversion to venison since we got out of college. She's uppity. She doesn't need to eat the poor folks' food anymore. But, you know, people do.
I would contend that's not poor folk.
I know, no,
by the
no,
time you invest
no,
in all the
not.
Crap you have to buy to get a deer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying that.
It's rich money.
I'm just saying that the necessity to eat is has a big motivator versus, you know, just eating because you really want to try something.
Yeah.
But sausage can be made from, like, any meat source, and typically ground, and sausage can be uncured and unsmoked. But the purpose of this is to consider curing and smoking. And then for cures, you can use salts. And here's the two that confuse me, nitrates and nitrites. And I always confuse the two. And then spices. Now, a natural cure is sea salt and celery salt. You combine those two, and you have something that's safer than nitrites or nitrates.
Right.
And I prefer to do that. And they very often will call it curing salt. It's the pink stuff.
Right.
That's the nitrates. And that's the stuff that, you know, probably isn't real good for you, but we've been eating it all our lives.
And again, that's the purpose is that is to attack the bacteria, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And
to retard the growth of it.
Right. Exactly. So it's a natural part. Don't overdo it because then you're...
Follow the directions.
Follow directions.
Yeah.
And especially with the nitrites and the nitrates, if you have a recipe, do not deviate. I mean, you can multiply it, right? But don't deviate from that ratio of those because it's not that good for you. It's got a job to do, but you only want it to do the job.
I've seen people in the competition world use it on their pork shoulders. And the judges know.
Oh, yeah.
It does enhance the flavor,
right.
But it also makes your meat look like ham.
Right.
Because it is.
Right. Yeah.
So I would tell you to, you know, check out somebody who sells packets like Sobey Meats, who who have all these pre-mixed spices. People always say, geez, you should have your own brand of sauces and spices. And it's like, there are so many of them out there. I suppose if I were younger and wanted to go after it, yeah, I would probably do that. But it takes an awful lot of work. And I've repped for some spice companies and some sauce companies. And I'll tell you what, as soon as you get them on the shelf, they fire you as a rep because it's a dog-eat-dog business.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fun, but nobody ever has fun getting fired. Then if you look at sausages, there's different types you can make. Now, I'm going to be doing venison, and I'm probably not going to be adding any other meat to it because I want to have a good lean sausage. And then you can do the summer sausages, which are in the paper type casings, or you can do the meat sticks, which are really sheep intestines.
Right, but it's edible once it's cooked.
Yeah, you can eat the casing.
So I want to go back to what you just said, because venison is very, very lean. And if you just grind your venison, I'm thinking that it's going to crumble in there because there's no binder. So are you using some sort of a fat in there?
I have a big bag of beef talon.
Tallow.
Tallow.
Yeah, talons are on birds.
Yeah, I have some beef claws.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And my son makes a reduction with it.
Yeah.
He's a health freak. Very healthy.
Well, it's very flavorful, though.
Yeah. So I'm going to be using that beef fat. And what I'll do is I'll run it through my grinder once first, and then I'll run the venison through the grinder once, and then I'll mix it together, put my seasonings in, and run it through a second time. So that'll be called a double grind.
Okay.
And it'll be mixed together very well. And I'll be playing with the percentages, but I'm probably going to want to go about 20% fat.
Right.
And that'll be based on just a gut, you know, my eye.
So the grinder, that's another thing that some people like a coarse grind. Some people
that's
like
a single.
And some people like a fine grind. But even the little disc that goes on the end of the grinder, that'll change the size and shape of your grind.
Right.
And I prefer a little more coarse grind myself.
Well, and I'm going to, for the meat sticks, I'm going to use coarse twice.
Okay.
If you go to Wisconsin, they're famous for what? Cheese and brats. And beer, actually.
Right.
And cheating in elections. But you can't say that. So
back to the brats, Bob.
But in Wisconsin, their brats are all double grind.
Fine.
When you first look at them, you're like, wow, it looks like liverwurst.
Yeah.
Sure, that's a brat. Well, they taste fantastic. They just look a little weird until you cook them.
Right.
And then once you cook them, there's so many great German butchers over there.
Yeah.
We tend to prefer our Polish butchers over here, but we won't have World War III over sausage.
No.
So I think I'm going to use the coarse twice. And for the most part, I'm not a big summer sausage guy. I'm going to try a couple, but I have a relative that makes them all the time, and his are not good.
Okay, so summer sausage, tell me what that is, because sausage is sausage? No, there's a difference.
Right, and summer sausage is generally the bigger, like 3-inch sticks, and it's the synthetic, the paper kind of casings.
Yep, you peel it off before you eat it.
Yeah. And it's a different recipe. Very often it'll be like a peppercorn and more of a simple garlic and peppercorn type thing. Whereas when you go with a meat stick or breakfast sausage, then you're going to take your aromatics and you're going to put a different profile on it.
Yeah, you know, summer sausage, there's a market called Dublin Market up north.
Very famous for their jerky.
Place burned down and they rebuilt it, thank goodness. But they've got a store in Grand Rapids here too. But my favorite
over by your house, isn't it?
My favorite thing is their summer sausage, and they mix Swiss cheese and morel mushrooms in it in a summer sausage. So there's a lot you can put in sausage to give it flavor, but that one is amazing.
Well, and here's the deal: you can't just use any cheese.
Right. Exactly. All right. Coming up next, we're going to finish this conversation on sausage jerky. We haven't even touched jerky yet, so you're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.